kick out, I suppose. At some point we'd have to be having this interview with the first defeat on the board. Disappointing for it to be at home today.
Yeah, very much so. I think that we've got ourselves into a 1-0 lead, deservedly. They've changed the shape a little bit and we stopped playing. It's like the lads have just got to hold their hands up and just say, you know, that we don't change what we do for the sake of other people. And for whatever reason, we started to panic, and you know, losing Adam Jones, I've got to say, was a massive blow. With the way that they set up and started firing things on us, it's something we're either going to have to deal with, or I've got to look at the personnel that we've got at our disposal to be able to counter anything that's thrown our way. Because towards the end there, when we were firing things in, it was too panicky. You know, it wasn't rocket or football genius by any stretch of the imagination. You know, we've killed ourselves with two horrendous mistakes. You know, and the lads have just got to hold hands up, accept responsibility for that, and try and move on if they get another chance.
It's like you say, because I mean, the first half, generally in control without really, you know, excelling, if you like.
Yeah.
And then you go one up, and like it just seems to just start going downhill from that point. Do you think of it? Complacency stepped in?
No, I don't think it was complacency. I just think that Nantwich changed the way they were playing. They put they went at 4-2-4, and we started to panic.
Yeah.
Instead of looking to control the game and playing with our heads, sometimes if they're going 4-2-4, they're forcing everything. Start clearing the ball. Start putting the ball in behind their front and in behind their back line, getting them turned, and then going and pressuring from there. But I'm really disappointed in quite a few of the players today. You know, so I'll be having a chat with them and try to put things right ahead of Stafford.
I was going to say Stafford. We said it before after defeats. I suppose a good thing is only 3 days gap and then straight back into it.
Really hard game. At Stafford Rangers away on a Tuesday night. I don't think there's many that'd fancy that trip. Well, these lot better had.
Cheers, Carl. Yeah.